Good for us to have our fellow pastor with us. Amen. Pastor Moses, thank you. Amen. For your ministry. Again, Matthew 27 and verse 46. And about the ninth hour, it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? My brief reflection is entitled, One God is Missing. Let us pray. Lord, speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. The doctrine of the Trinity. The doctrine of what? Is one of the basic teachings of Scripture. It's perhaps summed up as well as any verse in 1 John 5, verse 7. We can just look at that for a minute. Says it as well as any passage that we could read. For there are three. There are how many?
Three.
For there are three. That bear witness in heaven. The Father, that's one. The Word, that's two. And the Holy Spirit, that's three. And these three are what?
One.
One. The Word, of course, John ties into his book, his Gospel, where he says, In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, speaking of Jesus. So there are how many? Come on, saints. There are how many? That bear record. The Trinity is one of the great teachings and mystifying teachings of Scripture. Any attempts, Ellen G. White says, to fully understand this oneness in three persons is beyond the grasp of the human mind. They have a oneness that supersedes any oneness we can understand. And yet clearly in Scripture they operate as three. You see it at you see it in Jesus' command and teaching concerning baptism. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Jesus talking, Jesus being one of the three, recognizing the three. John 14, 26. John 15, 26. The three are referred to in John's gospel. Active participants in our salvation. Father, Son, and Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit, there are the three, be with you all. Amen. Paul, the Pharisee, the converted Pharisee, understood clearly the teaching of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. There are three. Man, what a blessing.
Amen.
I can be excited about one God. Come on, y'all too calm for me. We're talking about triple omnipotence. Triple omniscience. Triple omnipresence. My goodness gracious. And we have seen from studying Scripture what one God can do. Holy Ghost filled up the apostles and they all spoke with tongues. Can I get a witness? Jesus leading the Israelites through the Red Sea and through the wilderness, all kinds of miracles. God the Father speaking and things just take place. One of them is enough, but I got three. Y'all can sit quiet all you want to, and I'm going to rejoice. Got three. Don't mess with me. I got three. Got three. It's in the Word. 1 Peter 1 and verse 2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. There it is. The Father, the Spirit, Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Peter recognizes the three. Jesus recognizes the three. Paul recognizes the three. The Bible is full of the three. With this oneness, this hookup for my sake.
Amen.
The three.
Amen.
Well, we know from studying the Bible, Pastor Marley, that the Word of God, or rather the Hebrew word for God, Elohim, is a plural word. You remember Genesis 1:26, don't you?
Yes.
And God, singular word, said, let us, plural word, make man in our, come on y'all, image. So God knows he's more than one. Plural God. And then in Genesis 1:2, when the creation takes place, the Spirit of God moves on the face of the water. And the Bible says, and God says, and then John clarifies that all things were made through Christ. So in creation, they are there. And what we really see consistently in Scripture is the participation of the three in our salvation. Go to John 14:26. All three working to be sure that Henry Wright does not miss heaven. I'm just going to pause and say, thank you, Jesus. But here it is. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, there's two, there's three, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Father, my name, Jesus, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said unto you. There they are, working for you, Joe, every day. Just the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And I'm not able to break it down for you. I don't know exactly when one takes over and another sits back. All I know is I got three.
Amen.
Y'all still too calm for me. I got three. Amen. Three. But they're one. It's a oneness that supersedes my mind, but they're one. And it means their oneness is this. They have one goal for me. They want me to be saved. And when I get to heaven, I don't care whether the Father gets the credit or the Son gets the credit or the Holy Ghost. Come on, y'all. I just want to plant my rusty feet on golden streets. But what I know is there are three working. The Holy Spirit stirring my soul. He can be everywhere at once. Christ up there pleading my case. The Father saying, your blood is sufficient. Hey, I got three. Maybe somebody will celebrate with me before I'm done. I got three. Don't mess with me. That rhymes. I got three. Don't mess with me. It's in the Bible. Doctrine. The doctrine of the Trinity is in the Bible. It's a wonderful thing. I love to talk about it. We find out something interesting. Not going to talk long. Find out something interesting in Isaiah 6 and verse 3. Go there. Isaiah 6. This kind of caught my attention. Isaiah 6 and verse 3. Look at this. Isaiah is given a vision of the holy realm, the throne of God. And then starting in verse 2, the throne of God, and above it stood seraphim, each had six wings, with two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And he cried to another, saying, holy, holy, holy. How many is that?
Three.
Come on, y'all. How many is that?
Three.
Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. Three times. Holy, holy, holy. You see, the seraphims can count.
Yeah. Amen.
If you're going to address God, you got to make sure you don't want the Father jealous of the Son and the Holy Ghost feeling left out. Let all three of them hear me say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
And then I found this same thing in Revelation. Revelation 4 and verse 8. John now, not Isaiah, John is given a vision of the holy realm, the throne of God. Verse 8, the four living creatures, each having six wings, it's like those seraphim, were full of eyes round and within. And they do not rest day or night. What are they saying?
Holy.
Talk to me. What are they saying?
Holy.
Say it one more time.
Holy.
Holy, holy, holy. Now, Chris Cheatham, here's what hit the old man's mind. In Isaiah, three holies. In Revelation, three holies. Isaiah, before the cross. Revelation, after the cross. But at the cross, it's a shame for a fellow to enjoy his own sermon. At the cross, when Jesus is on the cross, cries out for help, he says, my God, my God. Is there a third one?
Yes.
No, there isn't. You didn't read that verse. And the lady just read it, Sister Damon read it clear.
Amen.
He says, my God. Then he says, it's Jesus talking now. He says, my only twice. One God is missing.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, y'all, wake up, wake up. One God is missing. You can't call three in glory when one is hanging on the cross. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. One God is missing. One God, according to Philippians, the second chapter, has left glory, come down to earth, has made himself of no reputation. He's not ready to be called upon. He's too busy dying for my sin. And now heaven is a little crippled. They used to doing things all together at once, full of power and glory. But one God has limited himself so that I might be saved.
Amen.
Hanging on a cross, bruised and beaten, nailed to the cross, unable to be godly, though he still is God. Somebody say amen out there. And so Jesus verifies the truth of Scripture. When we all three up there, holy, holy, holy. When one is missing, my God, stop. I ain't calling on myself because I'm too busy dying. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
What a wonderful message for the church of God.
Yes.
To know that Jesus Christ himself, and I don't understand, Avondale, how do three, who always do everything together, who have such power, how do the three suddenly sacrifice one? Rodney Cartwright, let's get serious now. It's the most serious thing that God ever did. They create together. They keep oceans in place together. Hey, they keep suns spinning in their arc together. They do everything together, but only one elected to die. They could not outvote him and make him come, because the three are one and the three are equal. And they're so equal that Holy Ghost and Father can't gang up on the Son. The Son has to decide for himself. Now, when that one God who's missing from glory is hanging on the cross and cries out for help, they're used to being able to do things together. And the record of Ellen White is, when he cried out, the Father moved in and the Holy Ghost hovered, but they would not let him know that they were there. They covered his shame with their holy righteousness. What a great day of rejoicing it must have been on that Sunday morning when Jesus came up out of that tomb and the three got back together. That's why in Revelation the seraphim could cry, "Hey, the family's back. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty." No more missing God. All three are where they belong. And so when I pray, the Holy Ghost takes my prayer. And when I pray, Jesus interprets my prayer. And when I pray, God answers my prayer. The family is back together. No God is missing. I said, no God is missing. I said, no God is missing. And so as we go to this table today and celebrate the sacrifice of Jesus, understand for your sake, for 30 years, one God was missing that you might be saved.
Amen.
Your heads are bowed. Your eyes are closed. Father, thank you. Now let's put our hands together and celebrate the God who is missing. We have five places for you now to engage in the ordinance of humility. To this side, my right, your left, a place for men who can't go up and down the steps. The same thing on this side for ladies. Couples downstairs in the music room. Single men, single women downstairs on this side of the hallway. Let us proceed now to enjoy the ordinance of humility. God bless you.